Logan sighed. Catherine wasn't going to like it. Hell, he didn't like it. But she'd understand. She always did.
I'll take San Francisco. You fly to Atlanta and pin down Montfort. You shove those plans in his face. Once he sees them, there's no way he can turn down a proposal. I'll do the same with Kingston. I'm not going to let a year's worth of planning go down the toilet. We've got too much time and money riding on this.
Reese stepped further into Logan's office as Logan punched the call button for his personal assistant. In a few moments, Paige Stanton made a punctual appearance. He was really going to have to increase her salary. Having to work well into the night was becoming increasingly habitual for her.
"Yes, sir," she said primly.
"Call our pilot and have him ready to depart within the hour. I'll be traveling to San Francisco. Then I need you to book the first available flight to Atlanta for Reese."
She blinked in surprise.
"But, sir, have you forgotten?"
"Forgotten what?" he barked. He didn't have time to play guessing games, not when his company was on the brink of the ultimate success.
Or failure. Her lips drew together in a disapproving line. "You and Mr. Cullen are supposed to be flying to Jamaica tomorrow, with Mrs. Wellesley."
"That's Mrs. Cullen Wellesley,"
Reese said mildly. Logan's chest tightened, and a dread he couldn't quite dispel settled over him. He exchanged glances with Reese, but couldn't read into Reese's expression.
"The trip will have to be postponed. Something has come up."
"Doesn't it always?" Paige murmured. Logan stared, sure he hadn't heard her correctly. Maybe he'd rethink that pay raise. He decided to ignore whatever it was his assistant had muttered under her breath.
"Get the flight arrangements made. Now, report back as soon as you have."
Paige turned and walked briskly from the office.
"Cat's going to be disappointed,"
Reese said softly. Logan closed his eyes.
"I know. It can't be helped, though. We can't turn our backs on this. We can reschedule. We'll take her wherever she wants to go, just as soon as we get the lockdown on this new hotel." "I'll call her,"
Reese said, reaching for the phone.
"I'll call her from the car,"
Logan said. They didn't have time to spare, and if he was honest, he knew he didn't want to face Catherine right now, even over the phone. If he allowed himself to think too long about her, he'd say to hell with the hotel and get on the plane with her to Jamaica.
"Call our driver instead. Tell him to be out front in 10 minutes. We can ride together to the airport."
As Reese picked up the phone, Logan looked up to see Paige return.
"Your pilot is filing flight plans as we speak, and we'll have the jet fueled and ready when you arrive at LaGuardia. I booked Mr. Cullen on a 10:30 flight. You'll need to get moving if you're going to make it on time."
Logan nodded approvingly. Paige turned to go, but he called her back.
"You need something else, sir?"
He swallowed.
"I'd like for you to call Catherine tomorrow, see if there's anything she needs."
Annoyance flashed in Paige's eyes.
"Of course, sir."
Catherine let herself into the apartment and kicked off her shoes before trailing across the living room toward the balcony. She was already packed for their trip, so she had nothing else to do with her evening except wait for them to come home. She consoled herself with the idea that they'd probably gotten caught up with last-minute details. It had seemed a miracle when they'd agreed to the 2-week trip to Jamaica. No phones, no email, no business. Just the three of them on a tropical beach. God, she missed them. Missed touching them, talking with them, snuggling into their arms after lovemaking. She touched her stomach again. She was 3 months pregnant. 3 months ago had been the last time either man had made love to her. Before that, she couldn't even remember. She'd hoped that tonight and their impending vacation would go a long way in recapturing what was lost in their relationship. Somewhere along the way to making their business a success, Logan and Reese had sacrificed themselves and her in the process. She knew it, had known that things could only be allowed to go so far, but now